All right.
Hello, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College. That is entirely too loud.
Lafayette College Radio.
Lafayette College
Radio. I'm Allie Rosen, joined by HG, and this is Cranberry Juice Cocktail.
I can't hear anything. What is going on?
Now live on the internet.
All right, 1 second.
Actually,
here.
Now not all just right. Live on the internet, but recorded on the internet as well. We are sorry for our late programming. If the few of you actual listeners who follow us on the weekly are actually listening to us, then that's great. Good job. You actually are listening to us. For the people who always tune in with the post on the website, on the Facebook page, then we'll see you guys soon because I'm about to post.
That was pretty... I don't know why these...
All right, Aiden, why don't you start us off while I finish the rest of
these stuff. These microphones are really just obnoxiously loud.
They're obnoxiously loud?
Right, look at this. Ready?
Woo!
All right, I turned them down. We're good now.
All right, good.
What are we... I'm starting?
I'll start.
All right, this is good. Good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, look at our ability of... Oh, wait, I only have... Let's play a song. Nope, that's explicit. Explicit content. Explicit content. We were really not...
Music's gonna play now.
So, hello, everybody. That was a song I cannot pronounce. Up next is a song by the band Train.
A song you can't pronounce.
I can't really hear myself in these headphones.
It's called Crawled Out of the Sea.
Technical difficulties. Anyways.
Which one is it? You want me to turn it up?
I still can't hear my own voice.
Yeah, you definitely can.
All right, well, I just hear a buzzing noise. Anyways, technical difficulties here at Cranberry Juice Cocktail. I have a shout out to a friend of mine out there, Gabby Greenfield, listening over at Gates Hall. This song is by Train, and it is for you. It is called Half Moon Bay.
Lit. Here we go.
Ain't a threat, but I think I better warn you. Gonna fall in love if you go to California. I did, and this is how I know. By the beach north of San Jose, met the right girl, and it sounds cliche, but we decided not to take it slow. I said, why wait, you're my soulmate. Took her by the hand in the Golden State. Now that you're mine, are gonna be fine. First came love, then a baby carriage. Hardly knew the people at my own damn marriage, but an open bar can open your mind. You saved my life with every word you say. You shine your light for me to find a way. Just hold.
These are your nighttime hosts again, Aiden Sheen and Allie Rosen. That was the song Half Moon Bay by the band Train. Up next is a band I once again cannot pronounce, and nor could Aiden, because I had to log it by typing it in.
Wow, there's a giant echo in that mic.
There is? Oh, well.
Oh, maybe it's just the way you're talking to me.
I don't know.
I think it was the way you're talking.
That was my radio voice.
It is still really loud.
Aiden, I think you just have the headphones turned up too much. There's a new system going down.
Just quite a hassle right now.
If you guys didn't know,
I think they probably figured it out.
Hi, Jake. There's a chair at the door, Jake.
There is. I noticed that. We're going to get you like a more expensive microphone.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Is this echoing out there?
It's not like echoing, but it's like...
Guys, this is Jake.
Hi, I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
It's the level is like much, much lower and lower quality also.
Okay.
It's not echoing. Long enough, if you can love me, I'll be just yours. You can hold me. Even let you undress my mind. Say goodbye, to watch it, then press rewind. I can give you what you need.
Hey, everybody. Oh, now I can hear myself.
Yeah, there you
cool,
go.
Right? Yes, cool. Sorry. I hear you. I hear you, Jake. Sorry. Guys, we have a guest.
You know what? My headphones are not, like, the volume's, like, way down.
I know. That's what I was dealing with earlier, but don't worry.
I should be on the first one. The first
one with the wire. We can hear you.
I can't hear me, though.
I know. It's a challenge.
I think it's the headphones.
Yeah.
There's sound coming.
There it is.
Got it.
You got it? All right, sweet.
There you go. Renan saves the day.
Cool.
Renan, would you like to get on a mic too?
No, Renan is walking out of the room.
All right. Well, now there's three of us. Who would have thought? It's a new awesome thing for Cranberry Juice Cocktail. All right, the next song up will be the song All Night by Icona Pop.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let's have some fun.
We always dreamed about this better life.
Awkward silence.
Awkward silence, yeah.
Filling the awkward silence with awkward words.
Whew, awkward turtle.
Allie, how glad are you that we don't have to do PSAs anymore?
I'm actually kind of miss them. I like my PSA voice.
Why don't we do that anymore?
I don't know.
Renan said that we don't have to.
Awesome. That makes my show better.
Yeah.
I feel like, Animatronic Dinosaurs isn't one giant PSA.
This could be considered one. We're introducing people to good music.
Yeah. I don't really think that's a PSA.
Half the time we are. It's a public service announcement that you can hear good music on our channel.
I feel like a talk show is really the only thing you could swing as a PSA.
Well, good thing I have a talk show, too.
I understand that. It's a good talk show. You guys might want to listen.
Or yeah.
Totally.
Most of the people who listen to that. Or at least everyone who listens to that also listens to this.
Fair enough. So, what's that, like 16 guaranteed listeners?
We have 30 likes. This page, we have 90, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're about good to stuff. Break 100. Speaking of which, good Aiden stuff. And I will do something fun if we break 100. We are at 96 likes right now, so if you happen to be somebody who hasn't liked the Facebook page and happens to listen to the show, which is very unlikely, please go like our Facebook page.
I don't even listen to the show and I like the Facebook page.
Exactly. Very few people have liked this Facebook page.
I think we've been at 96 likes for quite a while now, actually.
Yep. I haven't friended anybody new on Facebook to send a like to.
Unfortunately.
Maybe you should send the likes to everybody, or like invites, Aiden.
Sure, I'll do that.
Sounds good.
We'll get a bunch of new likes.
Over the next song. Let's see if we can break 100 by the end of the show. If you send it to everybody in your friend group list, then we'll break 100.
Possibly.
All right, let's do that. We're going to break 100 by the end of the show.
All right. Firestone by Kygo.
Woo!
It's a classic.
Yeah.
Ignite our bones when they strike.
Well, that was a song that's heard many times on this radio. Next song will be a song that is not really heard. Is a artist that has been played multiple times in this radio, even especially when we did a song request episode.
On this show?
Yeah.
This artist. This guy. Neil?
No, not Neil. The guy he remixes.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
The remnants of a Daft Punk remix playlist I made that we never ended up making into a show.
It sounds like fun.
But you should do that. This is a fun song, Jake.
Probably isn't my fault.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
It definitely isn't.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready to go?
We are.
I assume you're familiar with the Pentatonix Daft Punk thing that they do.
Oh, this is going to blow that out of the water.
All right. Let's see what we got.
You have to turn it up a lot.
Cannot for the life of me figure out why that exists.
It strangely works though.
It does. I don't think I've ever actually. Well, I have in the past, but I think that's the first time in at least a few years that I've unironically enjoyed Smash Mouth.
It works really well with that song, which I did was it surprised me. Thank you, Aiden, for headphones.
Yeah, I kind of stole yours.
Why? Were your headphones just not working?
No, mine are right here.
I still can't really hear myself in these, but I hear you guys.
Okay, well, at least that works.
Well, I hear Aiden, actually. You, I think I just hear from my, from the room.
Yeah.
I don't think it's coming through here for some reason.
I don't know.
Whatever. Engineers out in the lounge in the, in the front here. You guys should get on that.
Yep. No, these two are turned up really loud.
Hey, it's not as bad as Cranberry Juice Cocktail. I'm not Cranberry Juice Cocktail. Animatronic Dinosaurs always keeps having problems with trying to play background music.
Mm.
We either get the mics to work and the background music to not work, or the background music to work and the mics to not work.
Mm. Interesting.
But hopefully with the revamped system, suddenly that'll work.
If you wish to air your grievances now, as I said, the engineers are listening to this live broadcast.
Whoops, I forgot to log that song the entire time.
Uh-oh.
Aiden, what's the next song?
Used To by Mute Math.
Mute Math. How can you do math if you're mute?
Well, I don't really talk when I do math, but I haven't done math in a while, so.
Let me make sure I double check I typed that song correctly. Yes.
Just how it sounds.
Just how it sounds? Well, I don't know if you said use or used to.
I apologize. All right, we're going to play the song.
Sounds like a good call. All right.
Forever. Hardly moving on. The proof is in the song. Remembering how I used to feel alive. I used to want to. I used to be alright. I used to love you. I used to. Second try, just chalk it up to another lesson learned. And let it set our end if I ever love again. Remember now, I used to feel alive. I used to want to. I used to be alright. I used to love you. I used to.
Back with hopefully better mics.
Hooray.
Woo!
I still can't hear myself, but like,
I'm not even wearing headphones.
I can't hear myself either.
I cannot hear myself either.
It looks really loud though.
It is loud. Are we too loud, everybody?
Woohoo!
Very low. That's incredibly low.
I don't know. You did something.
Bring it way down low.
There you go.
Very low.
Can you hear yourself now?
Very white low.
I don't really even have a low voice.
No, well, I mean, you know, you're hearing my voice. You can tell it's not low.
Yes.
Yeah, something just happened.
When I record podcasts for this class that I have, I slow down the audio so I sound lower. That's a true story.
That is actually a very, very smart call.
Pro tip, it also increases the length of the recording.
Wow, actually, that's kind of genius.
Yeah,
I'll have to remember that next time I'm forced to do an engineering podcast. Well, hopefully, I don't have any professors listening. This is Aiden Sheehan talking right now.
Yeah.
Obviously. Alright, next song is...
What song? What am I supposed to be
I Don't
here?
Care by Fall Out Boy. I'm going to play it.
Turn me on. Yeah, you're that. Yep, music.
Music. Alright, Aiden. Before Kanye West comes on,
yeah,
I'm gonna let you finish. I'm gonna let you finish.
Yo, that's entirely too loud.
Way down.
Woo.
That is bizarre.
Woo. Woo.
Yeah, vocals should be way lower than that.
Definitely, definitely testing out the mics here, guys.
That was so loud.
Is it? Can you hear us? Can you hear me now? That's too loud.
That's way loud. What the hell?
I am on yellow mic. That might be the reason. Yeah, Aiden, you turned me down a lot. Aiden, you got to bring me back up. All right, testing. There we go.
I'm Blue Mike. Hello, Blue Mike here. Okay, cool. That sounds good. That looks good to me.
Aiden, you talk. Wait, I'm talking right now. I'm really low. Wait, there we go. Okay, I was talking at it again the wrong way. I was talking at it stand-up comedian style.
That escalated quickly.
That did. There we go.
I really got out of hand fast.
Almost as fast as how bad my stand-up comedian act would be. Yeah, no. Ooh, that's about it. Don't do comedy.
What's the deal with airline food?
What?
We should probably play a song.
Let's play a song. Aiden, what's this next song that's weirdly named?
Able to See Me, Hippie Sabotage, Tally Kutch Remix. That's
all right, too much. Just play it. I'll log it. Sounds like a good call.
Cool.
Hello.
So much better. We're not
is
blowing
this good now? Are we,
this is good.
Yeah, I think
it's
everyone's good.
You should just get a mic stand and like have it like
mic
in
stand,
your face.
Mic stands are for wimps. Because then I can't like walk around here.
I like a mic stand. I'm using a mic stand right now because I don't want to walk around and trip on wires and stuff. That could be bad.
I can sit down in this chair.
Wow, I could hear...
I'm a cow.
I could hear the wind in my headphones right now. It's that.
What was that? Oh, no, that was when we were
You're now enjoying the wind stylings of Easton, Pennsylvania.
Apparently, someone said a tornado touched down here.
Really?
Today.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. I don't really...
Yeah, the power went out actually downtown. It affected the arts campus, which was where I was at the time. And there was, like, monsoon-level, like, winds and stuff going on. Like, you could see, like, waves of, like, water droplets, like, going down the street, like, in news broadcasts and stuff. Like, when there's a hurricane, you see all the...
It's raining sideways.
Yeah. Here's Ollie with the weather. Ollie, what's the weather like? It's raining sideways.
It's raining sideways.
the Star Wars, the Star Wars one.
Ollie impression.
The Star Wars one. Mm-hmm. What's the weather like, Ollie? Space weather.
That's a. I love the Family Guy Star Wars ones. I watched something Dark Side for the first time like a couple of weeks ago.
Have you seen It's a Trap?
I've seen the other two, yeah, because the other two are on Netflix, but I had to totally not find something Dark Side on a streaming website.
I have all three of them on my computer.
Ah.
I most definitely haven't seen all of them.
They're really funny.
The door keeps randomly opening here because of like, the negative air pressure or something.
I think we were talking about Star Wars at some point in the last couple of days, and we were referencing Blue Harvest. I forget. I totally don't remember the
Blue Harvest is my favorite.
I think it's the original. That's the one. Yeah. I mean, I remember watching that on an iPod Nano at summer camp because we weren't allowed to like bring we were just only allowed to bring music players. My friend snuck a video on his.
Ooh.
He was rebellious. Whoa. And so he let me watch it. And the only video he had was Blue Harvest. My parents did not let me watch Family Guy back then.
No. My parents didn't let me watch Family Guy until. I mean, I didn't, like, ask, but, like, I didn't... I started watching, like, same a few thing. Years ago. Why does this door keep opening?
Just leave it open.
Yeah, the wind's blowing that way, but the door's opening the other way.
Which suction! Something in front All right, of it. Let's put on Ain't No Rest for the Wicked by Cage the Elephant.
Sounds good. Let's do that. This is a good song. I feel like I should be playing Borderlands.
Oh, yeah.
Out the corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking on the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head, he made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no rest for the money from the church. He stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees.
Hey, what do you know? The song's over.
Well, we were just having an extended discussion about guitars. Yeah. I do own a Fender Stratocaster.
Yes, yeah. I have a Telecaster.
So if you are guitar fans...
I don't
like
own a guitar.
Know like that there Aiden's, are two people who have purchased guitars.
And Aiden is not. All of Aiden's music is played on computer keyboard.
That is not true.
It is totally true.
That you is know not what?
There's,
true.
There's merits to that, too.
Yeah, no.
I've been... This is my project when I got here last year. I'm a sophomore. And last year, my neighbor was really into EDM music. And I'm like, well, he likes this a lot. There's obviously something appealing about this. I don't get it, but I'm going to try to get it. And eventually I did, and now I listen to that too. So this year my project has been rap.
Well, Aiden, actually, that has been something I've delved into too. I've, except for the most recent album, I have listened to the entire main release discography of Kanye West.
All right.
With the exception of his most recent album, The Life of Pablo.
Full disclosure, the only Kanye I've actually listened to is Yeezus. I've listened to that album, but like
it's
that's it.
Not as even it's his worst.
Yeah,
the newest one.
Life no, Yeezus. Yeezus oh. is the worst. I personally, I'm.
They're gonna get not, a lot of hate.
I'm not. Gonna I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this, but I am. I think my favorite album is. Shoot, I always forget the name of it. It's the one we did with Jay-Z. It's
Yeah, I love that album too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's shoot. I have
kidding. I can't even
Yeah, I can't name it. I no, but okay, it's Watch the Throne. I always forget the name of it.
I knew that actually.
I always forget the name of it. It's the only one I forget, but that is my favorite of his albums.
See, my opinion about Kanye, aside from him being, you know, a gigantic egomaniacal, that's the word, douche. You know, I don't think he's a particularly good rapper. He's a great producer.
But he's an incredible producer.
Yeah. Oh no, I like his music because of the production. I don't think his rapping is.
It's okay.
I would put it as mediocre.
Yeah,
it's not terrible, but it's not anything special.
And I think that's why Watch the Throne really gives it to me is because Jay-Z's good.
Yes,
Jay-Z's really good, and mixing that with Kanye's his producing skills just makes it incredibly good.
All right, so I'm gonna sign that to myself for homework.
Yeah, especially the song Otis is my favorite Kanye West song. All awesome. Right, let's get into the music. Aiden, will this be our last song for the night?
Yeah.
We'll round it out with this song. All right, guys.
We could do it. We'll be on right after.
Yeah,
this.
We'll talk for a bit.
Yeah, we'll play this.
We'll close up the show. All
Something
right.
in the Way You Move. Smile remix by Ellie Goulding.
Smile is spelled SMLE, everybody.
Yeah, vowels or the I, overrated.
Just to confirm that Aiden only listens to remixes of music. He doesn't listen to the originals.
You know what? Remixes can be cool, though. We can talk afterwards.
Yes.
Let's play this.
Well,
I don't know. Come up with something if Willem wants us to play a song.
Our
hi, Willem.
Hi, Willem.
Don't tell him my real name.
What? Yeah, we definitely don't know.
Willem Dafoe.
He's
a guest.
Yes,
he might guest on
you might recognize him from such wonderful movies as American Psycho, Boondock Saints,
Fargo.
Yes, absolutely.
Wait, Willem Dafoe.
William H. Macy is in fact not Willem Dafoe.
I get them confused, but William H. Macy plays the exact same character. He was in Magnolia.
Yeah, he looks the same. They look like the same person.
But William H. Macy
always
William
H. Macy has a wide flat nose. Willem Dafoe has a skinny pointy nose.
Willem Dafoe always plays like evil, whereas William H. Macy plays like the uptight kind of
crusty good guys.
I have no idea who either of these people are.
I don't know.
Have you seen? Spider-Man?
Yeah,
he's Green Goblin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There not new Green Goblin. That was really bad. I don't remember that guy's
name. Tobey Maguire.
No, Spider-Man.
That's Spider-Man. He never played Green Goblin.
The new Green Goblin is
one of the Andrew Garfield movies.
Oh, that was awful.
I don't remember.
Dane DeHaan. That's who it is.
I've never heard that name before, so I would not have been able to
that was a bad movie.
Okay.
Which is kind of sad because it looked good.
Yeah, I had high expectations. I did see the sequel just because I had a good time at
the
movie.
That is
but
the sequel.
I mean like the first one.
Oh, okay.
Like, I saw the first one, and I'm like, eh.
Yeah, yeah, no.
I'll see the sequel. I'll
I
check
think
that
I
out.
Actually saw the sequel first.
I saw them both in the theater. So, I sort of had to watch the first one first.
Yeah. I mean,
such is how theaters work.
I think you could jump into the second one. Spider-Man's been rebooted so many times. We'll be talking about this another time. Let's move off of the movie. Carlisle. We have another show for that completely.
There is indeed another show.
So, remixes.
Yeah, remixes.
Yes.
Yes.
As DJ Wasabi sets up his
DJ, are we DJ Wasabi today?
Yeah, we're DJ Wasabi.
Yeah? We DJ Wasabi.
DJ Wasabi.
I've noticed it. What's
up,
B? What's
up,
before
B?
Too, right? Do you have like a sushi?
It changes every week.
No, I know that, but like, is there a sushi sub theme going on?
Yeah, whenever
I'm talking to. Whew. Huh.
Well, that's about all the time we got here.
Wait, so the Wasabette is here?
Wasabette.
I would probably Wasabette. Pickle Ginger.
Ginger.
DJ Pickle Ginger.
DJ Soy Sauce.
Yeah, you were DJ Soy Sauce, DJ Spicy Tuna Roll, DJ Wasabette.
You do realize that our listeners can only hear one half of this conversation.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Sorry,
they can hear
everybody.
Us three, but
well, they probably hear Willem Lowe in the background, but I wouldn't know because I don't have headphones.
Willem Dafoe. Yeah. Just pick him up.
Well, the sound was quite loud, so
they pick up DJ Wasabi also.
Willem Dafoe, please come here and show those to me. I want to see these.
Yeah, well,
what do we got?
We still have to do our vinyl episode.
Oh,
we do.
That could be fun.
You can take
I have a significant collection of vinyl records.
I was going to pull one out last week and just play it.
Just for fun.
Just going to whip one out
well,
there.
Okay,
just
so
we're
going to come in. And we're just gonna pull records off of the shelf and put them on.
Oh, okay.
That will go really well.
I plan my shows.
Look how well
Aiden and I plan. We spent all of 0 minutes playing this one. I was just picking songs.
Like half
off
the board was in here at one point, trying to fix everything.
This is exactly what we do. Cranberry Juice Cocktail is a freeform show. We don't really conform the rules.
Oh yeah.
Also, we have to admit both Aiden and I don't know how to use a record player.
I can teach you
right
now.
It's quite straightforward. You put the needle on the edge.
All right. So, goodbye, guys.
Yeah, no, it's time for what DJ Wasabi Saves the World.